100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Now, we have all heard how you eat an elephant. You do it in bite-sized pieces. Now, here's a story about an elephantine-sized market that Irish SMEs could eat in bite-sized pieces. Sometimes the size of the market can appear so huge to the point where the SMEs decide that the market is too big. It sounds counterintuitive, but it's what ISME boss Neil MacDonald has been pointing out to this week, telling ISME SMEs that there's $1 trillion, that's a figure so big really, it's kind of almost meaningless, of business available through economic development programs. The EU spends about 150 million euro a year on these types of programs. And as a further example of Brexit craziness, this is what I was mentioning earlier on, British firms who are ranked first in picking up this business are now going to be excluded. That leaves Irish SMEs in with a better shout. Ross McCarthy of Wexford-based Keystone Procurement joins me in studio. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Conor. Lovely to be here.
And thank you very much for driving up from Wexford to join us on the SBS. It's a lot of money out there.
There is. There are great opportunities for hungry, for hungry Irish companies looking to grow and, I suppose, manage the risk that is presented by the likes of Brexit and some of the other global geopolitical shocks that have taken place really over the last 10 years. One of the things that we at that Keystone Procurement we would have discussed with Consulting Ireland, who are an organisation with deep specialisation in this international sector for bidding and bidding opportunities, and with Neil MacDonald of ISME, is the opportunity for Irish companies of all kinds to go into international economic development work. Well, what does that mean? In practical terms, it's everything practically that the Irish government buys. So if there's an opportunity up on e-tenders today, there's a good chance that there's an equivalent opportunity that is funded by bodies like the IMF, the World Bank, the United Nations, the European Commission, when they're doing economic development programmes. And the basic rule of thumb and the logic behind this is that increasingly countries with middle classes don't go to war. So one of the ways by which international institutions secure entire regions is through the development of the kind of social and civic infrastructure that requires people to sell stuff. This is real business. It's not aid. It shouldn't be confused with aid. It's not disaster relief. This is people buying new water systems, putting in telecoms networks, training up companies so that they understand how to develop business networks, for instance. There's everything that you can possibly think about. I even looked the other day at some of the European Commission projects, and I know you'd an item earlier on today on festivals. Well, there was something to do with tourism training in West Africa recently. So very analogous. So
let's just take that one since you were looking at it. So a group from Ireland, a company which specialises in festivals, would pitch for that. First thing they're going to say is, too big, too far away.
Well, they might say that, but I suppose coming at it from a slightly different angle, all of these opportunities, and it's the same in Ireland for European Union opportunities, increasingly what you're finding, and the 2014 directives on procurement are all about clustering if you're an SME. You have to come together in consortiums if you want to take on global multinationals where you're combining deep specialisation and passion into a coherent whole.
And that is being recommended, isn't that correct?
It's a requirement.
A requirement. It's a good thing to come together.
It's a very good thing because it gives buyers better options. You know, if you are an incremental bolt-on to a global multinational, will you have the passion, the commitment, the deep specialisation that three or four deeply specialised and passionate SMEs coming together might have? But it's bringing that narrative together such that you can convince a risk-averse buyer that, yes, you are the best option.
And am I right in saying this is what you do, or part of what you do for a living, is getting these people together?
Yeah, it's a large part of what we do. We're also involved in delivering InterTrade Ireland's go-to-tender programme, and consortiums is a large feature of that. So SMEs, it's a great value for money programme. SMEs can come along and learn how to do that. On the international funding side of things, and it's one of the things that we are in ongoing discussions, and we support Consulting Ireland with, and we're also looking at opportunities through them. And Consulting Ireland, on their website, have a means by which they arrange events for people to come along and potentially meet other Irish people in the same sector. But when it comes to actually commissioning these projects, they're international consortiums. So people have to be willing to, you know, find partners. And that's where Consulting Ireland can help. They have 7 or 8 partnerships already in place with different parts, different economic development agencies around Europe, Catalonia, Champagne-Ardennes, Alsace-Lorraine, Hungary, and so on and so forth. And these consortiums come together and they pitch for work. So the Irish SME that's looking for work, they might get, say, 20,000 or 30,000 of a 400,000 euro project. Very manageable.
So it is completely manageable, which is really the message we should be getting out there. Now, you heard Neil MacDonald during the week giving out yards because the government doesn't seem to have been terribly pushy about this.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I suppose that's Neil's role to advocate on behalf of things. At the end of the day, and I suppose this might be sounding more like somebody who runs their own business, JFDI, just get out there and do it. You know, if it's worth it and you want to do it, well, just something do it, right? If you think there's an opportunity, there's massive inertia in this sector. It's not an efficient sector. So learning how to win, being confident in your story, finding good partners, and you have access to an opportunity. As you mentioned on the intro here, on the commission stuff, which is 150 billion a year, which I know is a huge number, but I think I said
150 million.
No, it's much bigger than that. Yeah, it's a very, well, the European Commission.
I ran out of zeros.
Yeah, so the British are the number one ranked country for this work.
And they've gone and shot themselves in the head again.
They will be off the pitch, yeah. And Ireland is the only native English speaking. All the reporting, all the tender writing has to be done in English. So before you even get to delivery, Irish companies are actually very attractive to consortiums.
Where will somebody find you and what will you tell them when they find you?
Well, they can come on to keystonepg.ie. We have a number of articles that are useful to do with this place. Our contact details are up there at Keystone Proc on Twitter. And we're always happy to engage and evangelise about why people should be looking for growth opportunities
and
in this space.
And the Proc is P-R-O-C. Keystone, yes. P-R-O-C.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, and we will obviously put everything up onto the website. As usual, you can podcast it all, and we will have all the links and everything else up on the brilliant new website, shiny and clean and everything else. I've always wanted to say this. Now for something completely different.